And perhaps you'd like to continue, would you, and tell us about Ladies in Lockdown, which I understand is a highly successful new Facebook group founded by Jo Harmer.
Sometimes ideas take on a life of their own, getting bigger and better than it could ever have been imagined. Ladies in Lockdown is a perfect example. The stone was thrown into the water by Jo Harmer, but the ripples she set off now spread out right across the world, bringing with them kindness and friendship to many thousands of women during the coronavirus pandemic. Jo, who's 48, is a businesswoman from Lowestoft who has a passion for supporting people. As well as running her own luxury wedding props supplier called Bespoke Sweets and Treats, which covers much of East Anglia, Jo is the co-founder of a business networking group, Women in Networking, which brings together women in Norfolk and Suffolk with regular meetings and daily contact on social media. So, when the government introduced restrictions and lockdown to fight the spread of the coronavirus, Jo quickly realised that there was a need for supporting women through the difficult days that could be ahead. On March the 24th, she launched a Facebook group, Ladies in Lockdown, and Jo invited her friends and business contacts to join. I love supporting people in every way I can, so I thought, why not create a little ladies group for anyone who might be feeling lonely at the moment, she explains. Basically, it was just based around Lowestoft. And then it started growing through Suffolk and Norfolk, and then the UK, and now it's all over the world. In just the first 9 weeks, we now have 14,500 members. You know, one night alone, we had 600 new members join. We've now got members in Australia, New Zealand, the USA, and the European countries. It's remarkable. I thought it would just be in Lowestoft. Jo's aim was to start off each day with an uplifting post on the Facebook site. They tell me they really look forward to that when they wake up, she says. And to enable the members to chat to each other about their days, their lives in lockdown and their hopes and fears during the pandemic. They also share advice, such as exercise tips, daily coping mechanisms, gardening, health, nutrition, mind health, baking, homeschooling, as well as the message that they're all in this together. I wanted the group to be a fun, safe and positive place. A happy place for ladies during the coronavirus pandemic. And to feel valued during those difficult days, says Jo. I guess my main hope was to ensure that there are no ladies feeling alone, even when a lot of them do live alone. Now the group members, who range in age and background as well as location, post onto the Facebook site about what they've been doing, including their gardening, baking, knitting and crafting, as well as chatting on all manner of topics. There's an overwhelming sense of support for each other, and always a friendly message to buoy up the members if they're having a tough time or feeling a bit low. One lady who's quite vulnerable said this group is so supportive and compassionate and that she's never known anything like it, says Jo. The emphasis is 100% on kindness and making sure if there's any lady out there who is feeling lonely or having a bad day, well, there are people there for her. But that takes a lot of backroom work. Jo is often up at 4:30 in the morning as she has her own business to run, plus the special group she's set up for lockdown brides who've seen their wedding plans put on hold by the restrictions. So she's now been joined by an admin team of very helpful women, Sarah Nixon, Lorraine Ellis, Tina Saucier, Julie Wilson, Emma Louise Page and Jodie Scott. They are a great support to Jo as well as to the group. They've created a pink flamingo group, a logo for the group, and this is now emblazoned on t-shirts and shopping bags, which can be purchased through the Facebook site, with a percentage of the proceeds going straight to the NHS. Many of the group members have also expressed their hopes that they can meet up when life returns more to normal. And Jo is hoping that there will be a big charity fundraiser at some point. What I get out of it all is the fact that I can help other women, and that means the world to me, says Jo. As I say to the members, although I've created it, it's all the ladies who've made it. And you can find the Facebook group at Ladies in Lockdown.
Thank you, Angie.